You're listening to Fan of a Fan, an independently produced podcast for stands by stands. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Augie. Y'all, so before we get into this week's episode, this is Augie, by the way, in case you can't recognize my voice by now. I just wanted to tell you guys, go over some housekeeping notes, basically. So my life is about to shift in a bunch of ways. I'm moving from DC to New York. And so, you know, my schedule is going to be a little bit different and starting a new job at a new place that I'm really, really excited about. But it's going to be affecting kind of how much I can be involved with the podcast. But I am not leaving and I'm not being replaced. I hope not. Yay. Instead, we're going to be releasing a series of mini episodes just to kind of help as far as, like, you know, not having to spend as much time recording and editing, which will kind of help as I'm getting accustomed to a new schedule. So fear not, we're not going away, but we're just going to be releasing shorter episodes for a little bit until we kind of all get settled and everything. And so this week we're going to be talking about some of our favorite music videos. We asked you guys to submit some topic ideas for us, and Twitter user Wobbles With It, one of the suggestions that they had was iconic music videos, and we kind of like shifted it a little bit and just are going to talk about some of our favorite music videos of our time, our top three to be exact. And so yeah, we're really excited, so let's get into it.
While you're listening to the show, use the hashtag FOAFpod, FOAFpod,
FOAFpod, if you will,
to just, you know, tell us your opinion on the show and your favorite music videos as well. So, yeah.
What is the first video you're going to talk about?
Okay, so first, I want to say that this is in no order because we're only doing three, and
yeah.
You know, I don't know if I could put this in order, but the first one that I wrote down, the first one that came to mind was Missy Elliott's "The Rain," Super Duper Fly, and I really love this video so much. Like, I can go, I actually watched it the other day before we even decided that we'd do this topic, but I think that it just kind of, everything that made a 90s like hip hop or R&B video a good video, it's like all of that is in this video. So you have like the fisheye lens shots, you have the light tunnels, you have hella cameos, and like, to me, those are like, those three things are like all the things that you saw in 90s like hip hop and R&B videos that made it cool. And you have Missy Elliott, I mean, the iconic Missy Elliott in the, like, I don't know, like plastic suit or whatever, that like trash bag suit and shit. So I like, it's just, it's such a cool video, and I think it was before its time. Like, and it reminded me, I think I went to go watch it because I had recently watched Kendrick Lamar's Humble video, and he used the fisheye lens in a couple scenes, and just some of the camera shots reminded me of this Missy Elliott video. And you know, Missy Elliott is known for her videos, and to me, I know she has more like elaborate ones, but this one is so, it's really simple, and I just thought it was such a cool way for her to like come out on the scene, because I think this was one of her earlier singles or whatever. So yeah, Missy Elliott, "The Rain," Super Duper Fly. So
glad that you mentioned Missy, because like, I think one of the videos, as I was narrowing like, you know, the ones that I was going to mention down, as I was narrowing it all down, I was thinking about her and just like how big of an impact she has had when it comes to the music video.
Yeah.
Especially the 90s era of music videos. She had such a signature style when it came down to, like you said, the camera angles, the choreography, like just everything. And I feel like, I'm sure a bunch of people tried to repeat it, but like no one could do it like Missy. And I don't know that, I mean, she definitely gets the praise she deserves in a lot of circles, like people who know their music. But I do feel like, do you remember when she popped up on stage during the Super Bowl with Katy Perry? And like, there were a bunch of like really, I'm assuming like young Twitter people who were just
that?
Like, who the fuck is that?
Who's that
and
lady?
It just like is annoying that she hasn't been, you know, like that some of the, I guess, younger generation has not truly grasp like how iconic she has been, and it is because like in recent years she has been kind of under the radar a little bit. But there's no doubt. I mean, another one of my favorite Missy videos is Lose Control featuring Sierra.
Oh my God, I know like, all of the choreography to that video. Oh my God.
That's one video that I remember that I think came out like a decade ago or something, maybe a little over 10 years ago. Like, I just remember it stopped me in my tracks, like when it premiered. You know, like just completely stopped me in my tracks. So yeah, I feel like if you ever need a solid music video binge, just go watch all of Missy Elliott's videos.
And honestly, like she needs to get the Video Vanguard Award sometime soon. Like I'm not playing
the
with
MTV.
The fact
that she hasn't is insane.
Like that is crazy. She needs to get it
MTV's
sometime soon.
Fucking up.
Like I swear, like next year, this year, whatever. Like she needs to get it because it's taking too long. But yeah, so right. Missy the Rain, Super Duper Fly is my first one. So what's your first? Cool.
So you said that you didn't start with your, or that yours isn't ranked.
Yeah.
I'm not ranking mine either, per se, mm-hmm. but I am starting with my favorite of all time.
Okay.
The other two, it's not in order, but, like, the one I'm starting with is my favorite video of all time and one of my favorite collabs of all time. Mm-hmm. It is Lady Gaga's video for Telephone featuring Beyonce.
Yeah. I actually could have guessed this.
Yeah, I mean, this video, I think, is one of the best of the past decade. And again, like I said, my favorite. And it's less like a music video and more like a short film.
Yes.
In a lot of ways. And it's just, you know, it's Gaga in her peak form. And, you know, as far as like just the poppiness of it.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, it starts with Gaga in like a prison. And then Beyonce, who's basically like, it's like a Thelma and Louise situation where they're like partners in crime. Beyonce comes, bails her out. And, you know, there's a lot of elements like of, you know, Pulp Fiction and Kill Bill and all that craziness, like if you've seen those films. And like one of my favorite scenes is like, so Beyonce's driving the getaway car. And as she's driving, like, Gaga's, like, taking Polaroid pictures of Beyonce. And Beyonce, obviously, she's not actually driving.
Right.
But just the way the scene is set up, like, Beyonce posing for these photos so perfectly, like, as she's speeding down the highway. It's just beautiful. Also, Beyonce and Gaga poisoned Tyrese and killed him.
Yes, we love that.
So, I mean, how can you not ask for a better video scene? I just think it was really great. It was directed by this man named Jonas Åkerlund, who, like, you may not know his name, but he's directed videos by, you know, some of our favorite pop girls, Pink, Christina, Madonna, Rihanna. He's done a few of Beyonce's videos from both Self-Titled and Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
And so he definitely has this kind of signature style of, like, you know his videos are going to be high quality and he knows how to tell a good story. And so, yeah, that 100% is one of my favorite videos. But I was kind of sad because, like, a few years after it came out, Gaga said that, like, she can't go back and watch the video because she doesn't like it anymore.
That's
like, in retrospect.
Crazy.
And
so
I think
good.
Part of it is just being her being, like, the perfectionist that she is. Like, I don't necessarily think it's, like, she thinks it's a bad video, but there are just parts of it that she wish would have been different, I guess. And at the end of the video, it kind of ends with these credits, and it says to be continued. And so I feel like we've all been waiting since then for the sequel to this video. And I'm hoping that, you know, eventually Gaga and Beyonce will, like, team up. It's almost been 10 years since they released that, which
is
insane.
That is so crazy.
But I think in, like, 2020, which is only 3 years away, it'll be the 10-year anniversary. So I'm hoping that they team up again and release the sequel, and Gaga can fix whatever she wanted to fix about that whole thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I just, there, to me, in my heart, like, there's not a lot of music videos, especially released in the past decade or so, that compete with that. So Telephone by Gaga featuring Beyonce. Go watch it right now. Stop what you're doing and watch it right
Pause
now.
Pause this episode and go watch it.
So what's next?
My second one is Remember the Time by Michael Jackson.
That's one of my favorite videos by him.
So I felt like I had to include Michael, right? But
yeah.
I couldn't think of which one to choose because there are so many, right? So everyone loves Thriller, but honestly, Thriller is not my favorite Michael Jackson video. And it's not even maybe like top three for me. Like, I know Thriller is iconic and stuff, but like in terms of just like personal taste, like Remember the Time is his best video in my opinion.
Oh my God.
Because,
it's gorgeous.
Oh, it's just so, okay. First of all, you have the supermodel Iman in it. You have Eddie Murphy. You have Magic Johnson. You have like hella cameos. And okay, so I talked about cameos with Missy Elliott as well. I feel like this is something that we don't see in videos nowadays. You know, it's just like cameos. Nobody really, I don't know if it was just because people were actual friends in the like celebrity world back in the day, where they were able to call up their friend and be like, hey, come to this video shoot if you're in the city and come be in my video or whatever. And like, those are things I feel like we don't see nowadays. And cameos are just so cool, you know, to see your favorite celebrity in another celebrity's video. I just think that's such a cool thing. And I feel like there's just such a huge lack of that nowadays. Mm-hmm. But, you know, so obviously the cameos is one of my favorite things about it. I also really liked that Michael had like a fresh curl set. Like, he just took his hair off some hair rollers. And the choreography, of course. I mean, I don't know if it was all Fatima Robinson that, who, you know, like choreographed the video or whatever, but that dance break, like, so many people know that dance break, can, you know, spot it, you know, even if you're not dancing to Remember the Time, I can spot that dance, that choreography, you know, from a mile away and things like that. And I just really love this video for just the, you know, the storytelling and just all of the pretty people in it, you know.
The royalty is so tangible that, like, it'll make you feel like you're there. Yeah. And that you are just as royal as all of them. It's like, so it's great. Just like it, and like you said, everyone's just so beautiful. And yeah, there's no video like that one.
Yeah. So what's your next one?
So again, like I was telling you earlier, like with Michael, like his videos, they're just so many good ones. Mm-hmm. That like I was just like, I'm going to leave that alone. Cause you know, I cannot pick a top favorite. And I kind of felt the same way about Beyonce, like, in a way. I just felt like there's so much there that, like, I didn't know that I could kind of pick a top one. But the more I thought about it, I was like, no, like, I think there's definitely a few that really stand out. And one in particular was the video for Sorry from Lemonade. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like this is definitely one of my top, favorite videos by her. Mm-hmm. Just because, you know, if you listen to or if you watch the actual video, like, you have the Serena cameo, which is amazing. And just seeing, like, two of my favorite people, like, in the same frame for as long as I did was, you know, amazing to me. You also had, like, the poem by Warsan Shira that was in this particular video. She had them throughout Lemonade. But there were so many zingers, like, in the poem for Sorry. Like, the one where she's like, what are you going to say at my funeral now that you've killed me?
Yeah, so good.
Ashes to ashes, dust to side chicks, and everything like that. Like, you can't, like, that to me, like, when I first heard it just, like, floored me. Like, I was just out. The video was co-directed by Beyonce, which I think was just really cool. I think the song does this really well, but the video kind of just solidifies just how she's basically trying to paint this picture, or, like, capture that moment where you move from being so angry at someone that it's, like, consuming you, and then you just get to a point where you're like, I'm not gonna swallow their poison. Like, I'm not gonna let your whatever bullshit that you're trying to throw at me, I'm not gonna let it, like, take over me, because I can definitely move on much, much stronger.
Yeah.
And so I just love, like, it's like a mixture of joy and confidence and, like, just overall done with his fuck shit that she, like, exudes in this video that is just so fun to watch, from both her and, like, Serena just twerking on the side of the chair. But yeah, it's beautiful. The Spanish moss that's, like, outside of the house that they shot in, like, reminds me of home. And so, yeah, I love, love, love this video so much. I think top to bottom it was done.
And really, honestly, really well, like, so. The part when she goes, I left a note in the hallway. And, like, I'm doing the robot right now. Wish y'all could see me.
Yeah,
like,
know.
Literally, that, I just love that part so much. It's so, it's just
beautifully
sickening.
Done.
Just
it was
an amazing video.
Done.
Yes, I do really love
I
that
mean,
video.
I mean, this is also just an honorary mention to, like, Lemonade as a whole.
Yeah.
And, like, both of her visual albums. I just think that, like, she does kind of carry that torch from Michael and Missy, especially, who really solidified themselves as, like, the king and queen of music videos. There's no one right now that's competing with her, like, in the lane of, like, adding visuals to your music.
Yeah, not
so,
at all.
So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely a shout out to, like, both of her visual albums. But I mean, it's not like she wasn't killing music videos before she started releasing visual albums, because, like, if you even go back to, like, the Destiny's Child days, like, Say My Name, Bootylicious, like both of those, Survivor, like all of those videos, I'm sure like when I said this song title, you can think of what that video looks like in your head. Yeah, like definitely. It's like she knows how to like create, you know, be a part of creating like some like visuals that have been really iconic. So 100% shout out to Beyonce and her video skills.
Yes. So speaking of Beyonce, my next one is a Destiny's Child video. I really like a lot of Destiny's Child videos, but I feel like this is my favorite one, and Lose My Breath.
Oh my God, yes.
So let's break this video down, okay? Because I mean, it tells a story kind of, sort of, but it doesn't have all of these different scenes and things like that. It's pretty much the same thing throughout the whole video. So pretty much they're dancing, right? It's a dance video. But you have hood DC, right? They're dressed in like their little hood clothes. You have bougie DC, they come through. And then you have DC in these like matching outfits looking like the female Temptations and some shit. And they're just battling it out on some You Got Served shit. And it's just so, oh my God, I love this video. Like, you get them dancing throughout the entire video. There's no dance break, you know, this and right. that. They are dancing the entire time, choreo the entire time. And you have these three different types, you know, these three groups, you know, all Destiny's Child, of course, but these three groups, and they're giving you all these different styles.
So that's like three times of the choreography.
Exactly, which is crazy, because that's insane. It's just amazing to me. I feel like we don't really see dance breaks like this or dance videos like this, period. You know, we used to get it with like Sierra and things like that, but we don't really get that anymore. So it's really nice to see a video with choreography and the camera actually stays on the people the whole time they're dancing, so you can actually see the choreography and learn the choreography, because they all could dance and they all like put in enough time and effort to learn the, you know, choreography thoroughly or whatever. And it's just, oh my God, like I just love this video so much.
So
like they really,
it's so good.
They really went hard with
such
this one.
An amazing, like honestly, I just mentioned like a few iconic Destiny Child videos, but like the Destiny Fulfilled like era was actually really, really great. I mean, Soldier, Cater to You.
Listen.
The Girl music video, which was basically putting them in like the world of Sex and the City.
Yes.
And like, you know, that in itself was like such a masterpiece. I just think that was, they, as far as groups go, I mean, hands down, had my favorite.
Best videos.
Like, videos.
Oh, definitely. I can't think of any other group that had good videos like Destiny's Child. I mean, come on now, Say My Name. You know, I'm doing the little tick thing as we talk. You know what I mean? So, but Lose My Breath, Destiny's Child. If I had to choose one out of all of their great videos, I think I love this one the most, simply because of all the dancing. I think it's because I really used to sit in front of the TV and learn choreography. I can still do choreography to so many different videos, like the Lose Control video, or pretty much all of Sierra's like earliest videos, Chris Brown's early videos.
The O video?
Listen, I know all of the choreography. I'm like, it's ridiculous. I know all of it. But yeah, so what's your third one?
My third one is one that half the people listening either don't know or don't remember.
Okay.
But it's the video, it's Busta Rhymes' video for
Please don't tell me.
I Love My I What?
Oh, wait, say it. Say it. Say it.
The song is I Love My Chick.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Touch It, the Touch It remix.
Oh, that too.
I was about to choose
that. The Touch It remix video was really good because it had every fucking body
yes,
in it.
Yes, I thought you were going to say that. Okay.
No. Well, that'll be like one of my honorable mentions for sure. But the video I want to talk about is his video for I Love My Chick featuring will.i.am and Khalees.
Mm-hmm.
So this video had an amazing cameo with Gabrielle Union.
Okay.
And basically it was like the black version of Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Where like Busta Rhymes was Mr. Smith, Gabrielle Union was Mrs. Smith, and they pretty much like recreated a lot of the film in that like, yes, this couple is married, but they're secret agents or whatever, and they're trying to kill each other and blow each other up. And so there's tons of like just action scenes and, you know, all this craziness, but you're balancing that out with like watching their like counseling sessions.
Yes.
And it's just so funny how they're like trying to like go through marriage counseling, but they're not telling the marriage counselor that they are like agents that are trying to kill each other or whatever. And so it's just like so funny. And I think, and Gabrielle Union looks amazing as always. So badass. Yeah. And they actually were like a really good looking couple in this music video.
Yeah.
Like it was just really, really well done, I think. And there's like a brief Dr. Dre feature where he like comes in as like a concerned neighbor because he's like hearing all the gunshots and stuff and wondering what's going on. But yeah, I just thought it was like a really, really fun music video. So definitely like go back and watch that, because it's another one of those videos that like back when it came out, I kind of just stopped and was like, holy shit, this is really great. I pretty much love like any music video that tells a good story.
Yeah.
You know, and like kind of it again, like feels like a short film.
Yeah.
You know, anything that any video that music video that's crafted in that way just really like gets me. And so yeah, I the Busta Rhymes video, but yeah, the Touch It remix video was really, really good. Really good.
Yeah.
I mean, who was on that song again? Was it was Busta, like, Mary,
Rod Digger, Mary J. Blige, Papoose, like all these like random ass people. But
everybody was in that. 2005, 2006
so good
hip hop videos were just so great.
So I had to go look up the video you were talking about, because I'm like, I know what you, like I had to like refresh my memory, and I remember watching this video on 106 in Park. Like I'm looking at it right now and I remember, look at Gabrielle Union, she looks great. But yeah, like, so I remember watching this on 106 in Park and thinking this was so cool. The Black Mr. and Mrs. Smith, so cool.
Yeah,
I love this. Yeah, good. I'm happy you brought that up, because I forgot about this video. But
yeah, like I think it's weird, like a lot of my favorite music videos I think are not necessarily the ones that bubble to the top as like the most iconic videos of all time.
Yeah.
But it's really just like videos over the course of my life that have kind of just made me stop and, you know, sit with it for a little while.
Yeah.
But there are just a million more. I mean, I don't know why we've I know why, but I hate that we only got to pick
so
three.
Speaking of a million more, I do have an honorable mention.
All
so
right.
This video is iconic to me, at least. Like, this is not just, oh, this is my fave. This is iconic to me. And I feel like because the impact that the looks in this video had, like, we still see it to this day. So it's Lil' Kim, Crush on You. So,
oh, my God.
You know, like, okay, so I have a feeling that some of our listeners may not have seen this video. But you have to go listen to it and go watch the video, because you've seen somebody with this costume, with one of these costumes on for Halloween. You've seen, like, the look come on, like, Lil' Kim just went, like, okay, she has the green wig, the yellow wig, the red wig, the blue wig. Like, she is just giving you
which
life.
Which one is your favorite? Which look is your favorite?
I want to say yellow. Either yellow or red.
Just, I think mine's the red.
Either yellow or red. I think both of those were just amazing, but,
you
like,
know who else is a really big fan of this music video?
Who?
Solange.
She is.
She has her Crush on You balls.
Yes, she does.
And it's amazing. It's just so beautiful.
Yes. So, okay. So, first of all, I just did want to mention that it is based on The Wiz. And if you haven't seen The Wiz, that's the Black version of The Wizard of Oz, you know. And there's a scene where they get to Emerald City and they do the whole, you know, you got to be seen, green, and all that. So, that's what it's based off of. But yeah, Crush on You is like, if I think of a Lil' Kim song, that's the first one I think of because of the video, really. Like, I don't know
I
would even...
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely... I mean, to me, too, I think that's the most iconic Lil' Kim song.
Yeah, like, it's just amazing.
But, yeah, so y'all should definitely shoot us your fave
yes.
music videos. Link them to us so that we can watch them as well.
Flops and faves, shall we? So, if this is your first time listening, it is our favorite thing of the week and our least favorite thing of the week. Do you want me to go first this time, since I always let you go first?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with my fave. And my fave this week is Beyonce's cover of Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon, or Leon, however you say it. Specifically, the performance at Glastonbury. First of all, I really just love rock Beyonce.
100%, yeah.
Like, she was really feeling it that night. I don't know what the hell had gotten into her, but she was, like, rolling around on the stage, like, on the floor, like, you know, on the floor or whatever, just, like, rolling around and screaming and shit, and it's just amazing. And I remember watching it and thinking, okay, like, I didn't, like, I always like to know what my favorite artists are listening to. And you, I mean, there's really, like, no real way for you to know that unless they post about it. And this actually came out before, you know, Beyonce was really on social media and stuff like that.
Right.
So, it's just cool to know what your favorite, you know, your favorite artists listen to and stuff, and to know that she listened to Kings of Leon, especially when I was really getting into them. I really love them, by the way. Caleb Followill's voice is just amazing. But, yeah, so I love that cover. Go listen to it. Go watch the video. And you'll love it too, I'm sure. My flop this week goes to... Okay, so... It goes to Top Dog Entertainment. And if you don't know what Top Dog Entertainment is, it's an independent record label that Kendrick Lamar is signed to, Schoolboy Q, Isaiah Rashad, and SZA, and a couple other people are signed to them. So I think around... Let's see, January, February, March. Around March, I think SZA's album was supposed to come out, right? Like, they had announced it. She released a song called Drew Barrymore. And I was thinking that was supposed to be, if not the lead single, at least a buzz single, you know, for the album. Mm-hmm. And nothing came out. They had an official date and everything. And then when the date came, it was like, oh, never mind. And I just have a feeling, because she's the only girl, I think, on the label. And I just have a feeling that they are kind of like pushing her to the back burner and making sure everyone else's project gets out first. Because if you look at the recent releases from TDE from like last year up until, you know, now, everybody released a new project. So Isaiah Rashad, who's a rapper on that label, another rapper called J-Rock, his project came out in 2016. Schoolboy Q's album came out, and Kendrick Lamar's album is coming out this coming Friday. And right. I just have a feeling that they are, like, I've seen a few things where you can tell she's kind of frustrated about it, but she's not saying much. And I just have a feeling that they, because, like, she's always promoting the other artists, right? So she's always like, go listen to this, go buy this, whatever.
Yeah, which is so
and it's
annoying.
So annoying because it's like, you know, like, it's obvious that her album is done. Like, it's not like she's not in the studio anymore. It's not anything like that. I feel like they're pushing it back so they can get everybody else out. And then by the time, you know, it's time for her album to come out, they won't even, like, they'll just release it and they won't do much promotion or anything like that. And it's just, I have a feeling that that's gonna be a bad release for her. So they get my flop of the week for just treating her like shit over there, I think. And from the outside looking in, of course, that's what it looks like. Who knows what the real story is, but yeah, that's my flop of the week. I don't like that, and I'm really waiting for new music from her because it's been like, I think her last project came out in 2015, so like 2 years ago, so it's been a while, and I really do like her music a lot. So I hope that after Kendrick's album is out for a couple weeks, we'll get to hear more about her project and at least get an official release date, you know?
Right.
But yeah.
Cool. So my fave of the week is also like a musician / you know, music recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And also someone who I kind of have a low-key crush on. So his name is Christian Sands.
Mm-hmm.
He's this jazz pianist. How I came across his music, but like I was, you know, I've been taking trains a lot back and forth from DC to New York in the past week, and I don't know what it is about like listening to jazz in particular, like as the scenery outside of the train is like, you know, just going past and stuff, that it just makes the whole situation really calming. And I think jazz in general is something that like really helps me out if I'm stressed and stuff, which I have been lately. But I somehow like came across his music, and he is so incredibly talented, and the bands he performs with are really great. I think he has an album that's about to come out. There's the pre-order thing in Apple Music and like a couple songs that are already available. So I think he's about to release an album if you want to check him out. And so, yeah, I might go see him in concert. Like I said, he's really cute. And
yeah,
he's
I'm looking at his Instagram right now.
Low-key might shoot my shot.
Yeah, he's really cute. Yeah, you're going to be in his neck of the woods. Looks like it. So judging from his Instagram.
See, I'll keep y'all updated. but yeah, like check out his music for sure. I highly recommend it. And yeah, so that's my fave. My flop of the week, I feel like, is a given, and I don't even really have much to say about it. But my flop of the week is United Airlines.
Oh my God.
I'm sure you guys saw the story. Basically, they had a flight that was supposedly overbooked. And so in order to fix the situation, they told a few they first asked for the people on the flight to, like, volunteer to leave the flight. And if they volunteered, they would get, like, I guess, a certain amount of money worth of, like, either tickets, like for tickets towards United, or like they would be able to have a hotel stay for the next night. And I think a couple people volunteered, but they didn't have enough volunteers, which, of course, like, if you paid a ticket, you know, if you paid for a ticket, like, why would you, and you need to be, you most likely need to be somewhere the next day, like, you're not going to want to move. And so there was this one man that they went and they told him, hey, you need to leave, and like, he didn't. And so they called the authorities, and this man was like dragged off the plane. His head, I think, hit one of the armrests, and so he was bleeding. There was a video after the fact that someone shot where, like, this man really looked traumatized. And he was, like, just talking nonsense. Like, you could tell he was in shock. And, like, the whole thing was messed up. But then, like, I think what was happening, the next steps that was, you know, the statements, I guess, that United was putting out, like, they weren't even apologizing for, like, the altercation. They were apologizing because the flight was overbooked. And, like, it was just really weird the way they were handling it PR-wise that I just didn't understand. And, like, the news has been developing. So I think there have been a lot of things coming out, like, oh, you know, the flight wasn't overbooked. They were just trying to, like, make room for some United employees to get on the flight. You know, just all these, like, different things that have been coming out over the past couple of days. But I just, like, I definitely don't want to fly on that airline anymore just because that literally could have been any of us.
Yeah.
You know? And so it was just really, really disturbing to see. So, yeah, United gets my flop of the week.
You guys suck.
Yeah. To be honest. And, I mean, they've been feeling the heat off of this, like, PR-wise. I heard their market value dropped by, like, $1 billion.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. That's crazy.
You know, that can't be good.
Yeah. So that was the episode.
That was the episode, y'all.
Make sure you rate us on iTunes. Leave a rating and a comment if you like. The more you rate us, the more iTunes will say, hey, people like them. Let's put them on our homepage. So, yeah. Just
that always reminds me of, like, the video of Miss Tina singing Freedom.
Yes.
Hey, I'm gonna keep running because I'm winning on quit on themselves.
I'm just going to edit that in there as, like, a random sound that plays in our episode. Like a DJ tag, but it's just Mama Tina saying.
Hey!
Anyways, I'm sorry.
Yes. So, oh, man. Okay, the music that you hear in the beginning and the end of every episode is made by our good friend Dion. You can follow her on Twitter, SoundCloud, and all the rest of the things at your girl DJ Magic.
Yeah, and after you go follow her, you can follow the show at The Fan Podcast on both Twitter and Tumblr. And if you look in the bios of our Twitter page, you'll find both me and Kayla's Twitter accounts as well. So you can give us a follow on our personal accounts. And yeah, thank y'all for listening.
Thank you.